from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Alongside Seth Payne this morning, in for Sean Pendergast, I'm Sean Bajani. Good morning. Final hour of the program is underway. Appreciate you making us a part of your morning. If you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up. 713-572-4610, 572-4610. So while Jose Altuve is saying F you to the All-Star game, at least once more this season, potentially in the future, any other time that he's given the nod and earns the recognition. We'll see, but maybe just totally content with the 9 nods in All-Star nods that he's gotten in his career, illustrious career. We got a good text, I thought. It's a fair question, and it's been one that you've probably addressed before, Seth, during the break. Does it affect his Hall of Fame eligibility? And my response to the texter was, it's certainly possible. And the reason why is that it's voted on by human beings with opinions. And whether or not you agree with them or disagree with those opinions, it's going to be at the forefront 5 years after Jose Altuve retires. We're going to find out then just how strong those opinions still are, were before, only at that point in time.
I think the one thing that they did do is they cleaned up the Hall of Fame voting somewhat. I mean,
yeah, they're trying to as it goes. Yeah,
there were a bunch of people who were like were Hall of Fame voters, and they weren't even actively covering baseball anymore, or even any time in the recent past or whatever. I think that it's a more knowledgeable group of voters now, for better or for worse. It's always, that's subjective too. But I do think that within baseball and within baseball insiders, or people that are actually clued in, there's just about zero bad feelings towards Altuve regarding the scandal and everything else like that. I don't know how much empathy or what have you, or understanding they have of why Altuve wouldn't want to go.
Yeah,
but I'd be surprised if that's what kept him out of the Hall of Fame. I think when it's time for Altuve to come up for the Hall of Fame, I think that might be when his name gets cleared in a lot of ways, because people are going to be writing about it and talking about it, and there will be hot takes galore. But for the most part, if you want to actually have a substantive take on it, at that point they'll put things in context.
Yeah,
right now people just barely even touch it, and fans are just what they are.
Sure, we know how these things go, and we can talk about it logically. And with the facts at hand, all we want to, we just know how these things tend to go. I've long said, and look, I understand sometimes I can get a little wordy in my explanation of things, but this seems to come as easy for me as anything else. I have long said that in regard to the whole steroid era and anything scandalous that has kept the greatest of the greats out of a respective Hall of Fame, it's going to come down to a point in time in which those individuals, or like-minded individuals with those opinions, maybe right, maybe wrong, certainly unpopular to those respective fan bases, die. And when they die, and as you say, these new, younger, more knowledgeable, you know, different way of thinking people that grew up in this era that have a vote and will have a vote take precedent, and make up the majority, rather, will then maybe see change. And so for that reason, because there is a veterans committee, I will never say Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Rafael Palmeiro, Sammy Sosa, all those steroid guys will never get in the Hall of Fame. I can't say that responsibly, because once again, you just don't know. Those people that hold the power, that have held it over their heads for such a long period of time, they're not dead yet. Some are, but not all of them.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's kind of like the first thing you said, which was that it's a bunch of humans making the decision.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, hey, how's the Supreme Court decision going to go? You might have a really good opinion about how it should go, but ultimately, it's a group of human beings making that decision about whichever Supreme Court face.
Yes.
So are you going to be angry at the Supreme Court or excited about the Supreme Court when it comes time for Altuve's case to come up? Nobody knows. It's a human decision.
You don't know. And then, yes, it's a human decision, and sometimes when you get the chance to read those decisions from the
mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokesman, Puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The Supreme Court or whoever else, you question if it really is in fact an actual human being with some of those judgments.
when it comes to just like, if you just look at all-time WAR wins above replacement, you know, Altuve, I think, is down around 54 or so right now. And when you start to get up into the level of like 68, 67, there's very few guys above that who are not in the Hall of Fame. And like just by that, and that encompasses a whole lot of the other stats that they use when looking at this stuff. But just by WAR alone, it'll be as long as Altuve stays healthy for the next several years, it will likely look very much like, okay, yeah, he's a slam dunk Hall of Famer.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, not even WAR alone. Look at OPS plus and just look collectively.
Right. That's
at
what
the
Yeah, that's what I mean. All those stats that get factored. Basically, all those things fuel all that. Then you're going to end up with a Hall of Fame career.
Much more than a very compelling case.
It'll be. Right. I think the bigger argument with Altuve, and this is where it gets really, really human, is whether he makes it in on the first ballot or not. You know, if it gets to the point where if he plays forever and stays at a high level and it looks like, okay, there's just no argument for keeping him out of the Hall of Fame at all, then are they gonna look at it? Are there going to be a lot of voters who are kind of like, yeah, but, and keep them out for the first couple go-rounds? And then we'll have to be enraged all anew. It'll be very frustrating.
We'll get ready for it. We've got a lot of years, hopefully, before we even have to worry about that.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
To a far lesser degree, in terms of maybe a Houstonian given double rods to not being recognized properly, C.J. Stroud, I thought, was severely disrespected last night in the ESPYs. I don't know if he was actually on hand. I didn't get a chance to watch it. But I do know that he was the lone representative from the city of Houston that plays for a professional sports franchise that was up for the best breakthrough athlete, along with Juju Watkins. Be honest, who is she? Do you know her? I don't believe you. Well, she's a USC women's college basketball player. Haley Bryant, do you know her? I don't believe you if you say yes. She's a gymnast for LSU. Victor Wembanyama, everybody knows that dude. And then C.J. Stroud. Those are your four candidates to win Best Breakthrough Athlete of the Year of 2023. And Juju Watkins won. And that, to me, was the shocker of all things ESPYs last night. It was the first award handed out. So what a dud. Like, I would have been pissed if, you know, I'd been looking forward to this ESPYs. And if I'd actually gotten a chance to watch it and it's the first award and then the one slam dunk, you know, that I thought it was going to be C.J. Stroud. It's got to be him. If I would have heard Juju Watkins live, I think I would have flipped my you-know-what.
Well, I think part of it is that the ESPYs are, they are what they are, which is, it's always been, it's what these award shows are in a lot of respects. It's like, oh, this network creates an award because it's a nice way to get a whole bunch of famous people in a room and get some attention and some views at a time of the sports year when it's very, very quiet. There's just not a whole lot going on unless your baseball team is good. And that's why the ESPYs are in the period when they are. And it just, so much of like, this though, it feels so much like, yeah, this is completely all about ESPN doing that and also trying to push women's basketball, which is cool and all. Like, if that's where you want to go as a network, cool. But like, just don't create this award where you've got professional athletes in the same boat as college athletes and other less notable players. Like, it's just, it's a different level. You're having pros compete against basically minor leaguers, and it's annoying. It's just really, really annoying. I wish CJ hadn't even been up for the award.
I know.
Or at the very least, it had been him. There could have been a pro breakout player of the year and a college breakout player of the year, whatever it might be.
Make it make sense, right? But yeah. Even by the literal definition and description of who the award is supposed to recognize, and this is according to the Wikipedia page of the ESPY's Best Breakthrough Athlete. It says it's awarded to the sports person judged to have made the greatest breakthrough in a major international individual sport or North American professional team sport. Okay. The award is typically given to a sports person in his or her rookie season at a given level, but may be won by any athlete who in a given year improves his or her performance dramatically or otherwise becomes well recognized. In no way, shape, or form. We can always disagree or on the definition, the literal meaning of it, but you can't tell me that in any way, shape, or form you think that describes Juju Watkins or Haley Bryant. I would not even be passionately angry if it would have been Victor Wembanyama wins it, because the guy's a freak. Even though he played for an ass team in the San Antonio Spurs this year, he was a badass player. CJ Stroud, a badass player. But the real boot here is his team was good. His team was actually good, CJ Stroud's was. So not only was he the best at what he did in his first year, but his team was the best at what they did in his first year in the most important position in all of sports.
Yeah, yeah. And they ended up, so I guess the improvement of the team, I suppose, USC women's basketball did get a lot better last year, I believe. And so that at least makes some sense. But it's just, they just shouldn't even be in the same category.
Oh, yeah, but everybody talks about women's college basketball on the mainstream.
Right, I know. And it's just, I feel dirty even discussing it because it's a stupid, dirty trick by ESPN. And it's also an opportunity for people to jump on and try to make it political or that it's based on gender or something like that. It's a dirty trick. It's a dirty trick, which is, I think it's actually fitting that this was their first award because it's the dirtiest trick ESPN can pull, which is trying to create controversy out of something that's a completely artificial creation, the ESPYs themselves.
That
somehow if you start standing up for the football, start standing up for the pro football player, then it's because you hate women or what have you. It's dirty. Create a separate category for these two very disparate levels of notoriety and notability.
Yeah, and you're right. I know it's kind of a made-up thing, but still, when it's one of your guys,
it turns into Sean Bajani hates women. That's the problem. That's why you didn't want it. You wanted the man to win it, didn't it? That's what it is. That's what it turns into.
Turn it
Sean.
Into that all you want.
Damn,
to.
You damn chauvinist pig shock jock.
Yeah,
that's what's wrong with you. I'll tell you.
That's how I've been pegged for. That's how I've been pegged for the last 18 years as shock jock. 100%. I'll wear that badge. So,
Stroud, as much love as Stroud has gotten in this offseason, I still feel like people don't quite get it and don't understand how. And you know, I think that's part of it, though, too, Sean. I think it's because a lot of the same people at ESPN were the same ones that were thinking like, yeah, of course Bryce Young's better than CJ Stroud. Oh, of course the Texans are going to suck this year. Oh, Yeah. Did you see his receivers? They're bums. They got that cognitive dissonance thing going on to where now they're saying, well, yes, of course, look at CJ, he had success. Of course, look at his receivers. Yes, this is exactly, well, of course, look at his record at Ohio State. Of course he was going to be the better quarterback.
Yeah. He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. So while ESPN may have dropped the ball once again and ignored completely CJ Stroud and his accomplishments at the ESPYs last night, he actually did get some love on this week's episode of Hard Knocks. We'll have that for you next. It's Sports Radio 610.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.